Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or imagine. Amen. We are very brave for being here today. The gospel narrative that you are about to hear has the power to disrupt your life and transform your hearts. I pray that you are impacted by what you are about to hear, for it is the focal point of why Jesus came. It is what love looks like. Yet before we hear this gospel narration, you might be savoring the spirit of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem as you observe the palm branches in our sanctuary and around the church. But as a dramatic shift came for Jesus, so it will be for us as we face now what Jesus faced, his betrayal, abandonment, and death. Jesus experienced human suffering. Jesus was betrayed by someone close to him. He suffered rejection, shame, lies, misunderstanding, isolation, and abandonment. It was physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual pain. Jesus is our crucified God. Because God suffered in the person of Jesus, whenever you pray, know and believe that God absolutely gets it, has compassion with and for you. Any prayer you utter, God will understand. God has been there. God is here. This retelling of the gospel is a retelling of how to face suffering. At the moment when Jesus felt he could take not another minute of anxiety, fear, or pain, is when he prayed out loud to God, "Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup. Yet, not what I want, but what you want." Now, any of us could replace the word cup with our own issues, like job loss or financial insecurity, health concerns, friendship, family, or marriage tensions, the grief of loss, or some deep worry you choose to keep secret. Yet any of us, through the power of faith, can also attempt to say with Jesus, "Not what I want, but what you want." Opening our hearts to God, giving God something of us that is hard to bear, and asking God for help does not guarantee instant relief. Surrender takes you into a different place in God. That is what we see in Jesus. Jesus entered into an obedient zone, a zone of abandonment to divine providence. In our second reading, we hear a vision. We are not meant to go it alone, for spiritual strength is meant to be found in a Christian community. It's meant to be found here at St. Francis. Our reading began, "If you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in his spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then Be one in spirit and one in mind. This begs the question, can we share this more with one another? Putting on the mind of Christ is where the rubber meets the road. The mind of Christ prompted Jesus to say in his most desperate hour, "Not what I want, but what you want." That is transforming grace. It disrupts the conventional way of avoidance. The gospel description you are about to hear might be disconcerting. God suffering for us. I squirm at the part of this gospel that reads all, and I have to say, crucify him. And then I have to say it again after the narrator declares, but they shouted all the more, crucify him. Those moments I squirm because I feel the pain of knowing I have failed to love as I should, failed to serve without reservation, have let my ego or pride blind me, or my insecurities justify my poor behavior. In the moment I say crucify him, I squirm because I know I'm not all that I am capable of being. I am capable of causing pain. That is why this gospel can be disruptive and transforming. It can lead us to face ourselves. It leads us into the human reality of suffering, into love, and into God. God loves and forgives fully, all the way to the cross. Abraham Lincoln said, "I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had no other place to go." The place to go is to God, the crucified God. The cross of Jesus Christ is the cross of love, and it led to resurrection. All of this coming Holy Week, beginning today with the hearing of this passion that is next. On Maundy Thursday, embracing the events surrounding the Last Supper. The remembrance of his death on Good Friday. The hearing of God's story of salvation at the Easter Vigil. All these services of this Holy Week are a graced invitation to you to enter the mystery of what love looks like, the mystery of transforming grace. Jesus is our hope. The cross of Jesus Christ has become good news. There is encouragement in Christ. There is consolation in love. There is sharing in his spirit. That is what we will celebrate at the Easter announcement next Sunday. But in this moment now, for this is where you are, this is where God wants to meet you. In the hearing of the following gospel narration, trust yourself to God.